On this Giving Tuesday, WGN Radio and Marquette Bank invite you to support your local community organizations and nonprofits. Get involved, make a difference, and support Chicagoland causes close to your heart.
720 WGN on this Giving Tuesday. We've been honoring a lot of great organizations throughout the day and the show, talking about amazing things. Marquette Bank, making sure that we recognize great nonprofits and organizations all over our area. And this next one is near and dear to my heart as someone who is from a family of firefighters. Anytime a firefighter or a group of them are doing great things, I'd love to highlight what they do. And we go to Kurt DeGroot, Chief Executive Officer and founder of Project Fire Buddies. And Kurt, thanks for joining us.
John, it's an honor. Thank you for having us on. You know, I thank Marquette Bank for doing this also. It's an honor to actually be on your show right now. Thank you.
For sure. And you serve your community of Oak Forest, and on behalf of them and really to all the firefighters out there, you know, it's been a difficult couple of weeks with some of the news we've had. It's a tough job, and we appreciate you for your service, my friend.
Yes, it's definitely a calling, and, you know, it's the greatest job in the world. So it's a blessing, and we just figure out a way with our organization is how can we make it a little bit better and help, you know, the most vulnerable in our communities.
I love that. You guys often see people on their worst days. I think people that maybe don't, you know, aren't close with a lot of first responders don't get that, boy, when we need you, we need you. And I love that you've kind of translated that to people that really need a helping hand these days.
For sure. I mean, I mean, Project Fire Buddies is obviously, I'm biased. It's near and dear to my heart. You know, we go on calls and we see these calls all the time. And, you know, sometimes they go in the right direction. Sometimes we have no control of it. You know, it's just the situation that was brought in front of us and how do we make it a little bit better? And that's how the organization actually started. We were transporting, you know, young children that were battling cancer and, you know, how can we do a little bit more aside from just our job, you know, and that's how this whole organization started.
Yeah, it's a lot of support. It's giving back to kids that are fighting these critical illnesses. In what ways do you support? Is it financial? Is it gifts? Is it a smile, an experience? Tell us a little bit about it.
So it's all of the above, really. So we work right now, we're in 85 different towns across three different states. The way we do it is we, you know, number one is we try to do everything we can to put a smile on their face. And whatever that looks like, some kids need some much needed medical equipment that maybe insurance didn't cover or whatever the reason may be, whether it's a bike, a special needs bike or anything like that. But then also, how do we get them involved in like once in a lifetime experiences? We're blessed to be able to get some of our contacts. We've had some, you know, sports celebrities, you know, Brent Sobel from the Blackhawks helped us out, and, you know, which ties into how we were able to get in contact with like Dwayne "The Rock" Johnson and Jack Black and things of, you know, Chris Pratt, and, you know, bring that into a mix while creating once in a lifetime experiences for these kids.
How do you find the kids? Are they kids in the area that maybe someone's written a letter about?
That's the perfect question, because sometimes that ends up being the toughest thing with the organization is actually reaching the kids that are critically ill in the areas that we operate. So on our website, which is www.projectfirebuddies.org, right at the bottom, there's a contact form. And, you know, any kind of family, anybody that has a child that's battling a critical illness can fill out that form. The guardians can fill it out. And then we get back to them right away and we find them that way. The firefighters in the communities will stop at different schools and daycares and hand out flyers about the organization. Usually their administration will hand it off to the family, and if it's something that they want to be a part of, they'll reach out to us.
I'm looking at the list of chapters right now at projectfirebuddies.org, a website I encourage folks to go to. Boy, you've got a lot of chapters. You've got this reach of this organization reaches into a lot of our communities.
Yes, yeah, it's a blessing, you know, and it's great because this is the job that firefighters, you know, the reason firefighters and paramedics get into this job is to help people. What better way than to go over there and go above and beyond the call of duty? And every one of them that is part of this organization says just that. It's definitely a call to be a part of the organization, and they love it.
Starting a nonprofit, running one, you know, is a passion project for people, and the fact that it just kind of carries on your mission to the nth degree of, if anyone knows a firefighter, I feel like this just makes perfect sense for what you guys are doing.
You're absolutely right. And also, the other thing that we didn't realize when we started it is it creates a little bit of healing for some of the firefighters too, because you figure every time those lights and sirens go on, we're usually greeted with people that are crying or people that are upset, or just like you said, on the worst day of their life. Now, when we do things for Project Fire Buddies, we're turning those lights and sirens on and we're greeted with smiles and laughter and kids running up and giving the firefighters hugs. And there's a little bit of healing for the first responders also.
Boy, that's well put. And you mentioned Brent Sopel. I'm on the website of people that have done great things, and Jack Black and Dwayne The Rock Johnson. I'm so thrilled that obviously the Blackhawks, who are here on WGN, and I get to be on the video board scoreboard over there acting like a goofball, games have supported, and Kendall Coyne, who's a big part of the organization as well. It's just nice to see the community partners rally around this.
Yes, and that's the thing, is that as we expand, we bring on a new town, a new area, and we never know what we're going to be faced with. As long as a child's critically ill and we operate in that town, it's not like each department has one kid. It's not that way. It's unlimited. It all depends on what the calling's for. You know, I do want to say a little bit about Kendall Coyne. She is the reason we became a 501c3. Between her and her family, her and Michael, they were able to set things up for us. And
oh, wow.
Get us going back in 2019. We are where we are right now is because of them.
That's incredible. Kendall's an amazing human. I'm glad to hear it. I'm not surprised at all. Okay, so it's Giving Tuesday. We're in this mode. It's the holidays. The donations online, I imagine it's like everything. If you can give $10, give it. If you can give $1,000, my goodness, what a great thing to do.
You're absolutely right. It's not just giving money away. Attached to our website, or you can go directly to the website, it's pfbswag.com. You can just show your support by buying a Project Fire Buddies t-shirt, a sweatshirt. 100% of the proceeds from that store goes to the organization. If somebody wants to donate, become a monthly donor, that's the biggest one, is when we get monthly donors. It's the biggest blessing of how we can create these wishes and experiences for these kids and keep our growth going.
I love that. Kurt, it's projectfirebuddies.org for the main website, pfbswag.com for some of the featured products. I'm not surprised at all about the great work that you firefighters and your team is doing. Everyone that helps out. Thanks for sharing the story with us, Kurt.
Thank you so much for your time, John. Thank you.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And I love everything about that organization. They are doing incredible stuff. And you heard about it all right there. And of course, it's Giving Tuesday. So whether it's them, another organization you've heard today, Marquette Bank, of course, reminding us, support these local nonprofits and organizations. And really, like late October through the end of the year, this is when they make their money. And by make their money, I mean make their money to give to other people. And so I know we are inundated with great causes sometimes. You can give to a few, you can give to just one or two, whatever you need to do. Just if you have the ability to do so, it always helps to give a couple bucks. All right, let's take a break. We're going to have a little bit more before the news here on WGN.